Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tony Phillips. Batting second. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting third. The third baseman, Chris Snopek. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting fifth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Darren Lewis. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Kirk McCaskill. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The center fielder, Rich Becker. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Scott Starhoviak. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dave Hollins. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Roberto Kelly. Batting eighth. The catcher, Matt Walbeck. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Scott Aldert. And now, play ball. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Walbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snopek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch takes first base on ball four. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Knobloch moves to second. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Knobloch scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Molitor moves to second. Two outs. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starhoviak hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Molitor scores. It's 2-0, Twins. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollins hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Lewis. Hollins reaches second base with a double. Starhoviak goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Twins. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a fly ball towards right. Tartabull settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Tartabull. Hollins scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Twins. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura takes first base on ball four. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkovice takes first base on ball four. Ventura moves to second. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a pop-up towards first. Starhoviak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Knobloch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mears moves to second. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 0-for-1 in the game. Becker hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-0, Twins. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ventura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Molitor for the out. One out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 0-for-1 in the game. Cordova takes first base on ball 4. Brian Kaiser now pitching. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starhoviak is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Starhoviak takes first base on ball 4. Cordova moves to second. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hollins hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Guillen moves to second. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Phillips for the out. Guillen moves to third. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Guillen tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-1, Twins. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snopek is 0-for-1 in the game. Snopek hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mears hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walbeck moves to second. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Knobloch takes first base on ball 4. Walbeck moves to third. Mears moves to second. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Becker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walbeck scores. Mears moves to third. Knobloch moves to second. It's 8-1, Twins. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Mears scores. Knobloch moves to third. 2 outs. It's 9-1, Twins. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Knobloch scores. It's 10-1, Twins. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cordova hits a line drive towards third. Snopek reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 10, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-1 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hollins fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hollins. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tartabull moves to second. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ventura hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkoviche is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Karkoviche hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 10, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Sorotka now pitching. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starhoviak is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Starhoviak hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hollins takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelly strikes out. 2 outs. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walbeck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 10, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lewis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gielen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gielen hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Durham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 10, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Mears hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Knobloch hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Lewis. Knobloch reaches second base with a double. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Becker strikes out. 2 outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 10, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snopek is 0 for 2 in the game. Snopek hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 2 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 10, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cordova hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Phillips. Cordova reaches second base with a double. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starhoviak is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Starhoviak hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cordova moves to third. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hollins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cordova scores. Starhoviak moves to third. It's 11-1, Twins. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 3 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Starhoviak scores. Hollins moves to second. It's 12-1, Twins. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walbeck is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Hollins moves to third. Two outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Mears hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Phillips who is chasing the ball. Mears reaches third base with a triple. Hollins scores. It's 13-1, Twins. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. Knobloch takes first base on ball 4. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Snopek fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Snopek. Mears scores. Knobloch moves to third. Becker moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 14-1, Twins. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Knobloch scores. Becker scores. 2 runs are unearned. It's 16-1, Twins. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cordova strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 16, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Denny Hocking now playing shortstop. Jeff Rabule now playing second base. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ventura for the out. One out. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkoviche is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Karkoviche hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a line drive into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 16, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Norberto Martin now playing shortstop. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starhoviak is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Starhoviak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollins is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hollins hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kelly hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 16, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Martin moves to second. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Durham hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Snopek is 0-for-3 in the game. Snopek hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 16-4, Twins. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul is 0-for-3 in the game. Tardabul hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 16-5, Twins. Mike Milchen now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak scoops it up and throws to first, with Milchen covering, for the out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ventura hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rebule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 16, and the White Sox 5. The Twins will come to bat. Jeff Darwin now pitching. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walbeck is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Walbeck strikes out. One out. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hocking hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Rebule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rebule hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 16, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkoviche is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Karkoviche hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hocking scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rebule scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 16, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.